Today's gospel reading comes from Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 17. Today is Palm Sunday. Did you remember that when you came to church today? Today is Palm Sunday. This is the story. He approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" Crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet, from Nazareth in Galilee." Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. "It is written," he said to them, "My house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple area, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they asked him. "Yes," replied Jesus. "Have you never read, 'From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise'?" And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks this day for the gift of children leading us in worship and for the shouts of Hosanna that come from their lips. May our shouts be just as true to you as theirs were. And may we, as we reflect on this triumphal entry into Jerusalem, be changed from the inside out so that we might rejoice as people who have won the victory in you. In your name we pray. Amen. I have a question for you. When was the last time that you were excited about something? Yes, Tyler.
Birthday.
Your birthday.
That was Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day? How old is he? Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. Plus, in our classroom, we made all these bag things, and we got a bunch of candy. I think that was really the... Very good. Yes, Valentine's Day. We don't have time for everybody to give an answer, but... What's that?
And I came out of there bouncing off the walls, literally.
I don't doubt you. He came out of there bouncing off the walls. Yeah. A little bit of sugar, but a lot of sugar. Yes, the last time you were excited about something, you might remember that very vividly. If your name is Annie Owen, you might be thinking, this morning... She walked in this morning and said, "The only thing I had to do was find a flashlight, and I got a flashlight. I think we're all ready for this big production today." She was pretty excited about this. When was the last time, this is rhetorical, when was the last time you were excited about spiritual things? Something about your religious life, something about your walk with the Lord. I'll tell you the last time I was excited. That was this past week. In my own devotional reading, I've been reading through the Bible, and I'm up in Joshua now. And as I get toward the end of Joshua, it's all these towns being apportioned to all these different tribes of Judah, and it's really lame stuff. But in the first part of Joshua, there's some pretty cool stuff. The people of Israel just come up to the river and they're about to cross over the promised land. They're on the verge of reaching the end of their journey to get into the promised land which God had promised to their ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, so many years before. And so they cross the River Jordan. Do you remember that story where the waters were cut off upstream and the Israelites walked across on dry ground? Kind of like how they crossed the Red Sea when they were leaving Egypt. As I was reading the story, I was reminded of how they did it. The Israelites crossed the River Jordan by having the Ark of the Covenant go first. The Ark of the Covenant was this box, a wooden box, not real big. It contained the Ten Commandments written on stone and a jar of manna, the food that they had been eating all through their 40 years of journeying through the wilderness. And it was covered with these cherubim, watching these angels watching over it, carved things. It was very elaborate, and it could only be carried by poles. You couldn't touch the ark itself, and the poles were the things that carried it, and only the Levites, only the priests, were the ones who were allowed to carry it. Not normal people. Just the church leaders were the ones who could approach the throne of God. This is where God was present, the Ark of the Covenant, and it went first into the river. The river faded away, and the people walked across, passing the ark right there on dry ground. Can you visualize that? That took place, our scripture records, on the 10th day of the first month of the year. We would call January 10th, except their months and years lined up differently than ours do. But it's like that, the 10th day of the first month of the year. 5 days before the Passover. Do you know what today is? 5 days before the 10th day of the first month of the year. That's Palm Sunday. 5 days before the Passover. You see, Jesus was crucified on the third tree, which illustrated it so well for us. Jesus was crucified on Passover, the day before Passover, really, but that's Friday, and you count back 5 days, that's Sunday. Today is the 10th day of the first month of the year. Jesus enters triumphantly into Jerusalem with people shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna to the Son of David!" This moment of triumph when the king is entering the city, what people have been hoping for so long, it happens on the same day as the people crossing Jordan to get into the promised land. I see a whole lot of connection there. Does that make sense? I think that's pretty powerful stuff. Well, when you keep reading in Joshua, the very next thing that has to happen is the people have to conquer Jericho, because Jericho is this fortified city with big walls, right? And it's right across the river from the River Jordan. So they cross Jordan, and there's Jericho, and they've got to take it. Do you remember the story of how Joshua and the people of Israel, there's this little VeggieTales thing that you might remember, with the little cucumber walking around and slushies on their faces or something. I don't know. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
you remember that, yeah. Uh-huh. There's this whole neat story about how Joshua and the people of Israel conquered the city of Jericho. They walked around it. Kind of an odd battle plan, but that's what they did. That's what the Lord told them to do. 7 days it took them to do this. The first day they walked around the city once. The second day they walked around the city again. The third day and the fourth day, keep doing laps around the city of Jericho. Okay. And on the seventh day, they walk around the city 7 times. They really got their exercise that day. And all the time that this is happening, the priests, if you read the story, the priests are blowing trumpets and the people are quiet. In my mind, I often think of the first 6 days doing. The priests were blowing trumpets. There was sound while they were walking around all 7 days. But the people were quiet. And on the seventh day, the last lap around the city, they let out this great shout with all the trumpets and everything. And the walls came tumbling down, right? That's kind of how the song goes. How they did it struck me this week. The Ark of the Covenant led them as they walked around the city. The Ark of the Covenant, the little box, the wooden box that had the tablets and the manna in it, was leading the procession, just like it had led them across the Jordan River. But here's how it happened. The priests were carrying the Ark, of course, But then there was an armed guard, because you'd want to protect this most important box. There was an armed guard in front and behind. The soldiers were leading the way in front of the Ark of the Covenant, and protecting it from the rear as well. And then the whole people of Israel marching around the city. 7 days, 13-14 times around the city. When Jesus came into Jerusalem, the crowds that were before him and the crowds that were after him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Do you see the parallels there? The Ark of the Covenant is replaced by Jesus in this story. Jesus is entering into the great city, and he's got the guard in front, the guard behind. In the stories of Joshua, the Ark of the Covenant is the center of attention. That's the important thing. Without the ark, the people can do nothing. We turn to Jesus entering triumphantly on what we call Palm Sunday. Palms coming from trees. How about that? Another way things are woven together today. When we remember Jesus entering Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, Jesus is the center of attention. Now, kids, as well as you did today, and as proud as your parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles are of you, I have to tell you this. You are not the center of attention today. Do you believe that? I mean, really. No, you're not the center of attention today. I mean, you did wonderful work in singing and telling the story of how normal everyday things can be used for divine purposes, for the work of God. This is important stuff for normal everyday people to hear, right? Okay, thank you. Yeah, thank you, Geraldine. I even prompted you with that. Anyway, as well as you did, the center of attention is not on you, even though all the lights and microphones and special effects are all, I mean, it sort of really is, but in a broader sense, everything that we do in this space is about Jesus Christ. Everything that we do is about who Jesus is. And it's no accident that we have this on Palm Sunday. It's right that we have on Palm Sunday. I wanted it that way. If it kind of offended you that we had this on, too bad. I wanted it this way because it's right for children to be singing the praises of God on the day that we remember when children sang the praises of God. It's right to do it this way. Because it points us back not to the kids but to the Lord who is entering triumphantly into Jerusalem. That's what we're all about. But we have to remember something. The fame wore off pretty quickly. This is Palm Sunday. Jesus enters Jerusalem in triumph and people shout Hosanna, and this is wonderful stuff. But in 5 days, those same people had turned their backs on Jesus. Instead of shouting Hosanna, 5 days from now, they were shouting, "Crucify." The same people. The crowds of Jerusalem. People can be awfully fickle sometimes. What's that have to say to us? I think it should say, we should be aware and beware of being fair-weather Christians. Fair weather followers of Jesus. Boy, it's ironic, isn't it? Fair weather. I didn't know that your April showers were white up here in Michigan. I'm used to April showers being rain and not snow. Fair weather believers. When things are going well, we shout Hosanna. But when we have an argument at home, or when there's something going wrong at the workplace, or when we get charged too much at the grocery store, then all of a sudden our spirits turn in a sort of a different direction, maybe. Or when we're confronted by somebody who believes differently than we do, maybe we missed the Jehovah's Witnesses this weekend. We were away, and we came back, and the dogs were barking, and I didn't know why. There was a little Jehovah's Witness slip in the paper, and I thought, they don't know that this house belongs to this church, and they don't know. when we're, I kind of wish it would have been, but anyway, when we're faced with people who believe differently than we do, are we only fair weather Christians? Do you see what I'm saying? When the tides turn just a little bit and things get a little tense and suddenly the Roman guard is out to get this guy that we had just ushered into Jerusalem 5 days earlier, are we just as quick to turn our backs on Jesus and say, no, let's make peace with the world and we'll pick up the pieces of our faith on Easter Sunday, I guess. It's easy for us to be folks who celebrate in good times, but not in the hard times. What I'm saying is, if you're in a hard time now, or if you expect to be in a hard time soon, or if the unexpected happens, the celebration of Palm Sunday is not canceled. The celebration of children singing praises to the Lord is not canceled by the bad things that happen in our lives. In fact, they must be sung even in those difficult times, because that forms who we are. That shapes who we are. It's a matter of identity. And if we go back on singing praise to the Lord when things get tough, then we're no better than the crowd in Jerusalem that shouted Hosanna one day but crucify him the next. What's the center of attention? Is it the programs that we do? This is a wonderful program. Is it the outreach ministries that we have? Is it the Loons game that we get to go to? You know I'm a baseball fan. What's our center of attention? Everything must be grounded in the truth of Jesus Christ. That goes for today when things are fun, and that goes for Friday when things are definitely not fun, when that third tree gets put to use. The center of attention remains the same. I'm not going to mention much about a week from today, because you'll have enough of that a week from today. And also because we have to go through Friday to get to Sunday. We don't want to jump the gun here. Palm Sunday is a celebration. Easter is kind of a celebration too, but we got to go through the valley of the shadow of death. Thursday evening at 6:30, we'll have the Maundy Thursday service here. Maundy meaning mandate, same root. We are mandated to do certain things by our Lord. So we'll worship on Thursday, the night that he was betrayed. Friday, community service over at God at 12 o'clock, if you're free. We'll be over there. And then we'll resume on Sunday, Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. But we've got to go through the hard times to get to the good. We've got to go through the hard times to remind ourselves who we are. For today, we must shout Hosanna along with the children who have led us in worship. We must shout praise to the King of Kings as he rides triumphantly into Jerusalem, because he is the King of Kings. He is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. He is to be praised above all others. Amen? Amen. I'm glad you're here to sing with us this day. You all haven't sung a lick of anything, unless you picked up some of the words from this musical. But I'd invite you to stand with me, if you would, and turn to number 187 in your hymnal. I have to run over here and get my book and my instrument. Number 187 on the screen. If you need, there. It's there in 187. Hosanna, loud Hosanna. And if I can get this on me. Oops, sorry. This is a chance for us to rehearse, to repeat, to reiterate the praises that were sung so many years ago when even the children were leading in worship. Hosanna, loud Hosanna. We'll sing all three of these verses.
Children's Jesus, the simplest and the best. From all events they followed a happy, joyous crowd. Their large palm branches waving and singing clear and loud. The Lord of earth and heaven rode on in simple joy and welcomed all the children, each little girl and boy. Hosanna in the highest, that ancient song we sing, for Christ is our
some good singing. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks and praise this day. We proclaim you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the Son of David, the Son of God. We give you praise because you are worthy of it and none other is. We give you thanks for the work that you have done, that unspeakable work of salvation that you wrought by being crucified on Calvary's tree so many years ago. We give you praise for that. Even though we know it's a painful experience, we give you praise because it brought us into relationship with you. Lord, as we go this day, we pray that you would walk with us and that you would journey with us in these final days of your earthly life as we remember the last week of your life, and speak to our hearts. Give us encouragement, give us joy, and give us the freedom to worship you in every place that we find ourselves, in every circumstance in which we find ourselves, both good and bad. We give you praise, and the praise should be and is unending from our lips. Hosanna to the one who comes in the name of the Lord. You are our Savior, and we give you praise. In your name we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, as you go this day, be sure to greet these children who are easily identified because they're wearing tree stuff. Go this day rejoicing who has wrought salvation, brought about new life in us, putting what would otherwise be useless, just regular old lumber, to real authentic use. Use in the kingdom of God. Be as valuable as is, and go in the name of the one condemned on Sunday but betrayed on Friday. Go and keep rejoicing. Amen.